I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. President Trump's infrastructure plan dramatically cuts the federal government's investment in road and transportation projects and instead calls upon states and corporations to shoulder most of the cost. That's according to reporting from the New York Times. That could include mortgaging public buildings or public-private partnerships, which usually means toll roads. But it's not clear how effective that approach will be in Colorado, which has already implemented many of these proposals. Amy Ford with the State Department of Transportation says only two roads are attractive to corporations due to their volume. That's I-70 and I-25, and they already have private investment. She says raising taxes for transportation is an option Colorado should consider.
You know, we have a neighbor, Utah, who has done exactly that. They've raised their gas tax twice in the last 10 years. They've also added a sales tax that's dedicated to transportation funding. And you can see the results of that on their roads and their transportation system and the mobility and the ease with which they move around.
A bipartisan measure to ask voters for a sales tax hike for transportation was defeated along party lines in this year's legislative session. The Crags area in the Pikes San Isabel National Forest is now open for hiking. Hazard trees still populate the area, so officials urge extra caution. The area has been closed for the last 6 months to remove dead and dying spruce trees affected by the spruce bark beetle. The Crags campground in Teller County is expected to open within the next several weeks. This is 91.5 KRCC News.